Well, before Sonoma County voters created the Ag Preservation and Open Space District, there was another entity hard at work purchasing and protecting important pieces of the local landscape. Since the Sonoma Land Trust was established in 1976, says Executive Director Ralph Benson, it has built a sizable but largely invisible presence here.
You know, an organization begins protecting a parcel of land here, a parcel of land here, and over the years it adds up. Currently, we own about 7,000 acres of preserves around the county. We have conservation easements over another 7,000 acres. And then about 34,000 acres we've acquired and then transferred to other agencies.
The Open Space District has protected additional thousands of acres. Combined with the trust lands, they now account for nearly 18% of all of Sonoma County's open land. And the visibility, if not the pace, of the Sonoma Land Trust's work is increasing. They were instrumental in the purchase of the 5,600-acre Jenner Headlands and, more recently, the adjacent Pole Mountain property, which connects the headlands to other preserve tracts reaching up towards Casadero. The trust is also finalizing work on another 1,600-acre ranch at the opposite end of the county, next to the regional park at Tole Lake.
There's a watershed called Tole Creek that drains down to the bay that was the old Roche Ranch, and the land trust bought that, I think, in 2007. And we've been working ever since to restore the watershed. We've planted thousands of willows, and we'll be turning that over to county regional parks. It'll about double the size of the park, and then people will be able to get in from Highway 121 up behind the racetrack.
The nearby coastal marshes, where southern Sonoma County touches San Pablo Bay, are home to another quite different sort of project that Benson has been shepherding through recent years.
A lot of that land was originally marshland and tideland. Almost 90% of the bay shore, it was diked off, but with rising sea level, we're going to have to do something about that. So we've been reclaiming that land, but it has to be done on a large scale.
While restoration work is underway there, the trust is also deeply involved in discussions to determine the long-term future for the open 800-plus acres that are now part of the Sonoma Developmental Center.
Something will happen to that land. What we're trying to do with the community there, bringing all the stakeholders together, everybody in and around Glen Ellen, is to come up with a local vision that will get ahead of the state simply putting that land on the market and selling it off.
Other nearby holdings provide an essential wildlife corridor through the Valley of the Moon, a key link between Sonoma Mountain and the Mayacamas. Benson hopes to apply a similar model to the remaining coastal redwoods.
We remain interested in keeping the redwood forest intact, working against the fragmentation of that landscape. So even though it's been carved up, we're looking at ways that landowners can come up with common plans to manage the forest in an ecologically sensitive way. And we have a number of acquisitions we're looking at.
But beyond acquiring these lands, Benson says their long-term aim is to make them accessible to the public.
Most of our properties are open to guided hikes. The Jenner Headlands will be open as a park when the infrastructure is in place. But it turns out this is a multi-year process. A lot of times when we buy land, there's a lot of deferred maintenance. There's a lot of planning that has to go into it. Over time, most of these lands will be opened up.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.